Municipal court positions sought by over 1,000 men. The Atlanta Constitution, Tuesday, the 4th of November, 1913. Page 1, columns 3 and 4. Page 1, column 3. From left to right, Luther Rosser Jr., T.A. Hathcock, Eugene D. Thomas, J.B. Ridley, and L.F. McClelland. Page 1, column 4. The five judges of the new municipal court will receive their commissions from Governor Slayton on his return to the city Friday. So soon as they are officially confirmed in their positions, they will hold a meeting, and before the week is out, we'll probably name the chief marshal, chief clerk, and the four deputy marshals of the new division in Fulton County's judiciary. The four deputy clerks who are also allowed the new court will be named later by the chief clerk. The chief marshal of the new court will receive a yearly salary of $1,800. His four deputies will receive $1,500 each. The chief clerk of the court will receive $2,400. His deputies will also receive $1,500 each. The scramble for the offices left in the new court reached a terrific pitch Monday when the new judges were in receipt of over 1,000 applications from persons in the county seeking the lucrative berths to be filled. As yet, no inkling of the successful appointees has become public. Three urged for place. Eugene D. Thomas, L.F. McClelland, and J.B. Ridley are being urged for the place of Chief Justice, which pays $3,600, while the associate judges receive $3,000 each. The establishment of the new court, contrary to general belief, becomes a fact at once. The chief marshal, who will probably be announced during the present week, and the chief justice of the court, will at once secure rooms in some downtown building in which to conduct business until the new quarters on the seventh floor of the new courthouse are ready for occupancy. The court proper will take up sittings on January 1st. The justices will hold individual court, having more power than the present justice of peace courts. The new court can try cases which involve any sum from $500 down, while the old justice courts could only try cases of from $100 down. The new court will be conducted along lines similar in nearly all details to the Superior Court of the county. It will cost a litigant a few of $2 to begin suit in the new court, the same as the Superior Court. The new court will also facilitate the work of the Superior Court, as appeals can ebb taken from the new court directly to the Court of Appeals. The justices have heretofore had to appeal their cases to the Superior Court, and from there to the Court of Appeals. Appeal provided for. In case an attorney wishes to take an appeal from one of the judges of the new court, a retrial, if granted, can be had before three of the new court judges sitting in bank. If an appeal from the three judges is desired, the case then goes directly to the Court of Appeals, relieving the Superior Court of numberless minor cases which have no place in its records. The new court will also be conducted by the jury system. The jurors who serve in the court will be paid at the rate of $2 per day, the same as Superior Court jurors. The new court's jury will be composed of five members. While none of the judges of the new court will be quoted Monday, it was learned Monday that they do not fear the reported attack to be made on their court by the combined justices of peace in Fulton County. Much confusion has resulted from conflicting reports as to just what the new court will mean the absolute abolishment of the justice courts of Fulton County. It will mean a great cutting down of extra fees, which in the past have reaped the harvest for justice courts in the community, and it will mean a direct method of relieving the work of the Superior Court, which during the past 3 years has all but been swamped under its heavy work. 2 of 10 judges and the chief judges are commissioned by the governor for 4 years, and the other two for 2 years.